Hello, this is the Jiffy Pop Podcast. This is Jiffy.
And this is Pop.
And we are two elementary school librarians in Northern Illinois. And we're going to share with you some of the musings and meanderings that we go through this school year and hopefully for many years to come. And we hope that you'll enjoy listening along and hopefully participating in this journey.
Hello and welcome to the Jiffy Pop Podcast, Episode 2. This is Jiffy. Pop is not able to make it with me today, but I'm honored to have our first guest, our distance guest, be my good friend, Christina Holzweiss. Christina's list of accomplishments is as long as my arm, and I'm honored to call her friend. She was the 2015 School Librarian of the Year. She is an author, a speaker, a consultant, a mover and shaker, and all-around amazing human being. You can find her on Twitter at LIEBERRIAN at librarian. And her blog is at bunheadwithducttape.com. She is incredibly active in both of those communities and all over Facebook and the Future Ready library forum that's on there. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what's new for her, some highlights of the summer, and what's going on for her this upcoming school year. We'll grab a couple book recommendations and we'll talk about what brings her joy. So welcome to the program and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being my first distance guest on the Jiffy Pop Podcast. Yeah, I know. And so, you know, I know we've talked a little bit about kind of the impetus for why I started doing a podcast, and really it's because I'm too lazy to blog as much as I'd like, and so this is a way I hope that I can kind of keep conversations going and connect with old friends and talk about things that are important to all of us, and hopefully along the way inspire or encourage fellow librarians and educators that are working to really do the good work that we do. So I am so grateful that you're here. And I'm excited because I know you've got some fun things that are happening in your life right now.
Yes.
That I want to talk to you about. Can you like stop? You're just amazing. I mean, I'm looking at the list of things that I need to describe you as. And tell me, I know I'm missing a couple here, but librarian, author, speaker, consultant, mover and shaker, 2015 School Librarian of the Year, mom, wife, colleague, I'm lucky enough to call you friend. What else are you, did I leave anything off? I mean, that's an incredible list of accomplishments.
I think that's enough. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, gosh, like you're on fire right now. You've been working so hard I noticed, you know, like this summer you did Pi Academy and just so many things that are, you know, expanding your tool belt. I don't know how much bigger that belt can get, but my goodness. It's just an honor to have you on the show, and then also just to really truly honestly call you a friend.
Oh, God, that's so nice.
Well, I truly mean
that, it. That's a
so go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said that's important to me, that, you know, we are good friends. We really,
yes,
are. And I love learning from you. I really do.
Well, thank you. I kind of have an affliction, I guess. It's kind of like I like to send out the good ideas or send out big ideas. I'm not always great about making them happen, but I love to ask the big questions and get people thinking about things. So I guess that's where my strength is. And I'm thankful that I have people around me that are good at making them happen, because otherwise it would just be kind of a mess.
We are kindred spirits.
So let's, I know. There are big thinkers and big doers. I got to find a happy medium,
yes,
in there. So let's talk a little bit about this summer and some of the things that have been going on for you. I know you just got back from vacation. I was wondering if I could ask you for a highlight of the summer so far.
Wow. Well, I would say summer 2018 is the highlight. I mean, I have not stopped, literally. I mean, school ended on Friday. That night, I got on a plane and went to ALA. Didn't see much, but I was the guest of Scholastic, so that was great. I saw a little bit of the expo hall, met some people, saw some people, was there for about a day, and then the next more the morning, the Sunday morning, I got up and flew to Chicago. So I went from palm trees to a little bit of chilliness, and then came home after that whirlwind, and the very next day I had my interview in the morning for my new job. So it's
Woo!
been nonstop. And then
Well, and
jumping in
I mean, you even did stuff before school ended, though, right? When did you do Pi Academy?
oh, that's right. I'm like, oh, where did that come in? excuse me, Pi Academy actually was on Monday and Tuesday of that week. Went to school Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then Friday is when I got on the plane and went to ALA. Yeah.
I remember watching on Twitter. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's in. How did she get there? How is she in New Orleans? And then I really didn't realize it. Then you show up in Chicago. I'm like, she's in Chicago too? How is that possible? Just nuts.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts. But you know what? When people offer you opportunities, you take them. And
You
I've
take them.
learned
That's
you
right.
just take
That's
them.
right. And so you talk to us a little bit about what you did at ALA, because if I remember, you're doing some special work with Scholastic, correct?
Yes, I actually co-authored two series of makerspace books for elementary kids. And so they had me working their booth, which they usually don't have nonfiction library, the division working a booth. Usually it's the fiction authors. So they had me working the booth, and I was signing books, and I was making the glow bugs with the LED lights and the little coin cell batteries. And then later that evening, they had a dinner, and they invited a number of librarians from the area and another number of librarians from Texas who, their schools were affected by the hurricane, and we continued making glow bugs that night and had a wonderful dinner.
Wow, was Tamiko Brown at that dinner?
Tamika was not at this dinner, but I did see her at TLA in, I believe it was April, and that was the first dinner that Scholastic had done. So Tamika was on that night, yes. And that's when I saw Nikki Robertson was there and Tamiko, and then my friend Stacy Ratner from New York was able to come as well, among other librarians.
That's great. Well, you really, I mean, one of the big kind of challenges that I think librarians are faced with each year is ALA and ISTE almost always are at the exact same time.
Tell me about it.
I wish the two of them would get their schedules, together so that we wouldn't have to make such a big choice.
Agree. But I will tell you that this year, 2019 coming up, that ALA is in Washington, D.C., and ISTE is in Philly. So that's only a
So you could kind of do both, right?
you can go to both. That's just a short Amtrak train ride.
So we're really encouraging the overachievers to achieve
I am.
even more, right?
I am. Because if you think about it, if you're flying from California or somewhere else in the United States, you can actually get to two conferences. You won't be able to see everything, but they are so close to each other next year that you would be able to attend a lot of, what they offer, both of them.
That's true. That's true. You really could, try to try, you could do a day at each one, or even, a day and a half at each one, and feel like you've gotten, a good chunk of each of them. I will say honestly, though, after attending my first ISTE this year, that I don't know that I could do that. I really struggled with the intensity of ISTE and the size. And it was interesting because ALA was in Chicago last summer in the exact same space, and it didn't feel as humongous as ISTE did to me. I really struggled with, well, first of all, organization. I should have, now I know I needed to pre-plan so much more than what I did. And I guess I just didn't really expect that when I
Right.
when I was going to my first ISTE. So that would be something really important if you're gonna try to do both. My goodness, overplan, overplan, overplan.
Right. But I've always seen people on social media, and one of their number one pieces of advice is also take downtime.
Oh gosh, of course,
Take
yeah.
time to reflect and know you're not going to see everything.
Yeah, that is, but that's, you kind of go into it thinking, oh, I'm here, I want to see every one of these things. And my problem was I didn't plan my sessions carefully enough, and I would end up getting there a little late, and there was already a line, and then by that time, it took too long for me to get to my secondary session,
Right.
and then I was kind of out both. That was a little frustrating, so I need to organize that a little bit better. But
That actually was a very good venue. I've never been there, and actually, I found it easy to maneuver. I will say that Philly, which is close to me, that's why I'll go because it's so close to me. Philly, I find a lot more intense of getting from place to place. Because the convention center is basically a block long. I mean, it is huge. And you're really getting from one end to the other. And so the first ISTE I went to were I've been to Philly twice, San Antonio, and Chicago. And so when I went years ago, I didn't know anything about it. People told me about it, but I didn't know. So I went last minute, couldn't get a hotel room, and got a hotel, a bed and breakfast out on the outskirts. Well, that was not good because I had a very heavy laptop. I was taking a bus in and I was missing things. So I said, that's it. So the next time ISTE came around to Philly, I booked that hotel room on hotels.com. This way I get, my reward hotels and I could always cancel them. I booked it before the hotel was built
Oh my gosh.
because it said it was across the street. But the problem was, it was across the wrong street. It was at the other end of the convention center.
Okay.
So that still took me a long time to get to because literally it's blocks and blocks long. So, Philly is a little more difficult to maneuver. It really is. It's very big. I really enjoyed the Chicago Convention Center, the McCormick. I thought that was a really great venue.
Well, that's both encouraging and discouraging to hear, but
I'm just letting you know.
Well, I will be there. I will be at ISTE 19 for sure. I'm looking forward to some fun things. You and I are cooking up a couple ideas that we hope we can bring there, which will be exciting. So you're saying for your highlight of the summer is the summer. Like you've really, I mean, you have, like you said, nonstop.
Nonstop. Yep.
Man. All right. Well, so this next question I think is a little bit of a softball for you, but I want to know, what are you most looking forward to in this upcoming school year?
Yep, my dream job. My literally when I saw this job, it had my name written on it. It said almost like Christina applied here. It's like it's meeting that special person in your life that you're like, wow, I'm in love right now. The opportunity to ever find that, like when I became an English teacher, yes, that was me. When I became the school librarian, yes, that was me. But when I saw this position, it was so unique and it's so progressive and it's so me that I couldn't believe it. I had to apply.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the position?
The position is an educational technology enrichment specialist. Yeah, that's
That's a mouthful. But do you have an abbreviation for that? Technology?
yes.
What is that? What is that? Is it toes?
Well, it is integrating technology in the classroom. So it's doing some professional development. So it's basically what we do as librarians, but more the techie side of it. So it's collaborating with teachers so they can create those lessons and assessments using the technology. They will have a one-to-one Chromebook rollout, so I will be assisting with that. And then also they are creating an innovation lab. They are taking their computer lab, and now since they're going with, Chromebooks one-to-one, they won't need this computer lab anymore. So they're going to create an innovation lab. So it's really wonderful. There's the library, and then there's a room for professional development, almost like it's a teacher center. And then there's another room, which will be the innovation lab, and there are windows right through. So you can see all three rooms wherever you're standing inside. And so I'll be working with the librarians. So I'm part of a team. So I'm so excited about that because as librarians, we're usually islands unto ourselves.
That is for sure.
So now I'm part of a team. So I'm very, that really makes me happy because when I was teaching English, I was part of a team. A social studies teacher, math teacher, science teacher. We had the same students, and there's a camaraderie there. And you're a librarian, you're friends with everyone, you assist everyone, you collaborate with everyone. But at the end of the day, you are alone. You really are alone.
That's going to be, I think, that's going to be a game changer for you with having that a team to reflect and to, plan and strategize. I think that's going to be a really neat experience for you. I was kind of lucky enough to be on the inside of that and was sending you good vibes both during and after the interview. So I am so happy to hear
Yes, thank you.
that you, of course, you deserve it. You deserve this job. And what school district is it in?
It will be Syosset High School, which is a blue ribbon school. It's very dynamic. Students there are overachievers, but they're, students are, work hard everywhere. But this school particularly has kids who win national prizes and things like that. So it's really pushing towards using the science curriculum that they already have and already their reputation. But the interesting part is to help their students learn how to work through failure and how to experiment and challenge themselves in a different way. So it's very interesting.
That sounds really cool, and I love the a word you used is progressive. Really getting back to the heart of kids learning through problem solving, and one of the things you just said, failure. It's extremely important that we teach them how to fail not properly, but fail well and learn from. I think that's really important.
As a
That
student,
that's good.
I always wanted that gold star. I wanted, that 100 on the test. And, my grandparents, were immigrants, and my grandfather only had a fourth grade education. My grandmother couldn't even sign her name. So you really respected education and you really worked hard because you didn't want to let you didn't want to let them down. You didn't want to let my grandparents down, my mom down, my dad down. You really didn't want to let those people down, but most of all, I didn't want to let myself down. And even whatever grades my sisters and I got, my family was always supportive because they knew that we always did our best. We tried our best, and if it worked, it was great. And if it didn't work, that was great too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is great. So I'm so excited for you as you move into this new position, and it's going to be exciting to watch you kind of grow into that new job and kind of the experience that new camaraderie. I look forward to kind of watching you through that experience. My next question is one that I like to ask each of you and upcoming guests, and I worry that you may not have had much time to relax and just read this summer, but it is really, do you have a book recommendation? And I ask it on two levels. Are you reading anything for you as the educator, and are you reading anything for children or for young adults now in your new role that you would recommend to listeners?
Well, I said to myself, with 3 kids at home, there's really not a lot of time. And I said, you know what, as I was packing up my things, when I went to the SLJ Summit in Tennessee last year, I met Ruta Sepetys, who wrote A Salt to the Sea. And it's been sitting on my desk, my circulation counter, what I'm currently reading. Only read like a page, So I have been staying up late and I've been reading that this summer. I only started it, what, 2 weeks ago, and I'm almost done with it. So
That's great.
I really, really am enjoying it. I think it's a really great book. It's I don't know if you've ever read it, but it's historical fiction. It's about World War II and the Nazis and the Holocaust and Stalin. So it's a really, really well-written book. It's kind of tough to read sometimes, though. They're the atrocities, and she doesn't really dwell on those things. But if you imagine what the people were going through at the time, when what she says, it's just amazing. So it's a really wonderful, wonderfully written book. On like
The title, did you say the title was Assault in the Sea?
From the Salt. Salt, SALT, to the sea.
Okay. From the salt to the sea. Okay.
And I'm also re I bought a bunch of books at ISTE. So underneath that is a stack of books, and the one on the top is the Virtual Reality and Augmented Reality book by Jamie Donnelly.
Yes. That just came out at ISTE, I believe.
Yep. So I had the pleasure of meeting her there, quick, hey, how you doing? Bye. Now I'll have time to actually sit and read this book. I like learning from people and talking and listening, but sometimes, I just like to, sit and actually take out my highlighter and my post-it notes and mark up a book.
Absolutely. It's nice to have that physical book, I think, to do that.
Exactly.
And then the last question I want to ask you, thank you for those recommendations, by the way. The last question I want to ask you is, what gives you joy right now?
Oh, wow. What gives me joy right now? I feel blessed. I really do. I feel like things happen for a reason. And I will be honest with you, a lot of times I wonder if I even deserve some of these things. I know I work really hard. And the reason behind that was, when I taught English and then I became a school librarian, I had lost my job after 5 years. I was being cut to part time, and my husband lost his job, and we were adopting our son from Korea. And so I vowed I would never lose my job again. And as a school librarian, elementary school librarians are not state mandated in New York. And I see a lot of librarians, losing their positions all over the United States, although it's such a, on one side, it's, everyone's so excited about libraries and what's going on with the Learning Commons and the Future Ready. And then on the other side, people are losing their jobs. So it really
Absolutely, yes.
depends on the state mandates, and it depends on the division of the districts. So that's why I work so hard. But I really feel like I'm truly blessed, and I know it's because my sister, who had passed away in high school, I know it's because she looks out for me. I know that's why. I know, and I am very appreciative, and I'm very grateful. It's parts of hard work, but it's also parts of her belief in me, that I know that's why good things happen.
Well, on that note, I want to say thank you again for being my first guest. And I want to wish you whatever little bits of summer you can pull aside and get some rest and recover and get some rejuvenation and excitement and read those books with your kiddos and hug them tight and enjoy the summer. And I can't wait to see what happens this school year with you and just want to thank you so much for taking time to be with me today.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. I'm very honored, and I'm very happy to know you as a colleague and as a friend.
Well, thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye, friend.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. For those of you who are just finding our podcast, I want to remind you that we also have a webpage where we have been collecting our show notes. We have links and photos and all sorts of other goodies that you might enjoy. You can find that a couple of ways. If you go to toddburleson.com, there is a podcast tab on my webpage. And you can also find it on my colleague, Dr. Jen Colito's webpage. And I'll give you the address of that in case you want to link to that. It's drjencolito.wixsite.com/JiffyPopPodcast. We hope you'll find and follow us and like us and give us some feedback. We look forward to our next podcast and hope you'll join us. Thanks a lot. Thank you.